This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Coming up on a Friday.
Save that.
Friends, we are halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you. We are surrounded. We're at the Peoria Sports Complex, home of the San Diego Padres, and it's just a beehive of activity. There is a crow here that's very loud that you may hear.
It's a crow hive of activity.
It's a crow hive of activity. He was like, rah, rah, scared me to death.
We could name our crow.
What would you name him?
Cameron Crow.
Oh, that's pretty good.
As you said, Jake Crow.
That's pretty good also. I didn't have a snappy comeback like you guys. I'm Woodsy. That's Benny, the friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Paulie Reindl, who's just crushed it this week, is also here. Going to be joined by our buddies from Mad Friars, David and Clark, coming up pretty soon. Just hand-delivered their credentials. As I was walking back, I noticed that... Noticed old Schulte's Jeep in the parking lot. Oh, and I thought, I wonder if
he wasn't here when we got here this morning, right?
Correct.
How's it going?
Pretty good, Schulte.
But we could have been distracted because when we got here this morning, you set off the alarm on your car and it wouldn't stop beeping. So we were kind of frantic trying to look for your keys.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with mine. There's something amiss with my alarm. And it just goes off, like, if you touch my car. It's really weird.
Is there any purpose to car alarms anymore?
I don't think so.
I mean, Has a car alarm, like, ever stopped?
A robber.
I mean, because people just ignore it. You hear a car alarm, your instinct is not, ooh, someone's stealing that car.
Someone's breaking in.
Man, can't that guy figure out how to turn off his alarm?
I mean, Woods'
every single time.
Alarm, his car alarm goes off every single day.
It does.
Every single
There's Cameron.
Oh, there's Cameron.
There's morning. Russell.
Russell! Russell the crow.
I couldn't tell you. I don't even know what my car alarm sounds like.
I don't know
like,
why.
It sounds kind of like that.
Listen.
You can't make him. You can't make him make sounds on. Oh, there he is. Oh,
if you would. Now he shuts up. All right. We'll wait till we start talking.
Maybe it's our talking that is getting him to talk back.
It's our crowing.
Like responding to us.
So anyway, I saw Schulte's Jeep out there. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he's here. Do you want to text him? See if he'll come out. I'd love to.
We talked to him 2 days ago.
Who cares?
He seemed mad that we weren't going to take him out to dinner.
But we can talk about it.
You really want to bring him back?
I do.
I want him for some breakfast this morning.
Yeah,
I do. I would like to talk to Schulte. If he's here, it's like you're 10 feet away. Come on out. Let's shoot the breeze. Right?
Might as well.
I love talking to the skipper.
I mean, maybe he's truly looking for something to do and didn't know we were back here.
Is he here? Is it eyewash that he's here this early?
I don't know. I'm sure he's got stuff to do. Like, he's out here most of the day, and then he's got to go to the game, so that meant bus rides and back. So my guess is he's catching up on
some admin
emails. Yeah, you know, or, scouting reports and different things.
Maybe
the
he's doing
some
minor league camp.
Well, they're not here.
There's
either,
no one here, though.
Really,
they're
it's quiet.
They're not this morning, though. They are.
They are here at some point. Here, okay. Yeah. I mean, it gives him a chance to alter his focus from the day to day of getting ready for the season for at least a couple of hours.
All right. Well, I mean, you want me to text him? I'll text him.
Sure.
All right.
See if he responds.
A bunch of chickens. You guys are terrified of Mike Schulte. I'll just text him. Say we're on the back patio. Come on out and say hello. We got.
I am a bit chicken Schulte. I will say that.
It's a bunch of bullshit that you're so worried about him. He's not going to give you any Schulte, man. Trust me.
This morning's been a real Schulte show.
It has been a Schulte show. It actually has. I mean, it's just been slow. It's just been slow. Schulte show happened the other day when there was like 14 interviews in a row, but I loved it. I actually told our boss, Adam, I said, man, I could have handled, we do 12 segments a day. I said, I could have handled 12 interviews easy and would have loved every second of it. It was so fun to be able to talk to the guys, and we got some really good stuff from them. It's my favorite time of year, man.
What was your highlight of the week?
Luis,
we talked about it a little bit on our member stream yesterday.
Luis Ariz was my highlight. I had been admiring that man since his days in Minnesota. And, when he got here, I would see him briefly, like in the clubhouse, briefly, and then he would go on the field. He would do his work. He does a lot of work in the cage, which I'm not allowed in. Trust me, Paulie, with our media pass, if I could go down and sit in the batting cage and just watch him hit, I would do it. I am fascinated by his side work. And so the closest I've ever gotten to him was when he sat right next to me, and I was like, ugh! I mean, I was like a little kid again. He was my highlight. He was so great. It's always great to talk to Manny.
Yeah,
and Jackson.
It's hard to say anything other than Manny when he actually does sit down.
Because he's gotten so good.
And he opens up a little bit, and it's so great talking to him. But I'm going to actually say, getting to hear Connor Joe tell his story about his cancer diagnosis, the treatment, having to come back, and the true appreciation that he's gained. I mean, literally said, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to me and probably the best thing that has ever happened to me, because I have gained such a new appreciation for the relationship with my wife, my parents.
Baseball.
He's got a new baby girl, and baseball every day. He does not, like, if he has to go out and do, fielding drills, he goes, this is a treat that I get to do this every single day after what he went through back in 2020, months of chemo and not knowing, not knowing if he's going to get back to baseball, not knowing if he's going to survive. It was stage 3. It was in his lungs. I hadn't realized, testicular cancer is obviously very serious, but you catch it early.
Treatable, yeah.
The survival rate is very, very high. Once it's spread to your lungs and it's stage 3, though, that's not the same case. And he's coming up on his 5-year anniversary, which would be true remission from cancer. He said that's in July, that he's looking forward to that. But to get his story, I thought was definitely maybe my highlight this trip.
I got to tell you, too, the other person that I absolutely love talking to and, have, I'll just say it, a man crush on is Tyler Wade. Tyler Wade sitting down was as cool as could be. And, you know, obviously going to be a guy that, plays a few different roles for the Padres this year, but he was a delight to talk to, and, can't wait to get to know him a little bit more throughout the season. Feels like a guy we could walk up to his locker in the clubhouse and say hello to. Always good to see the regulars, you know, the cronies, the Joes. Those guys bring it every single time. But I really loved meeting Luis Arraez, man. I it was like meeting Elvis for me. It really was. It was really cool.
I had no expectations, high or low, but I thought getting to talk to Jason Hayward was really cool.
God, he was fantastic.
He was so good. And the veteran leadership just oozes.
100%.
You could hear it in his voice and the way he talks and the things that he was saying. And we were driving out of here yesterday, and I said to Woodsy, I said, man, I don't know what to expect from Jason Hayward on the field this year. Like, you kind of need, if you want to have something special happen at the end of the season, you kind of need those breakout performances like we had from Higgy last year or Profar. If this guy can give you 15 home runs, I mean, we'd all sign up for that right now, right? He is so in
shape.
That
would pretty much replace what Higgy did, yep, you know, for the Padres, which would be huge.
He brings the veteran presence, of course, and the leadership and all of that, but the glove will still be there.
I think so, yeah.
We and the fans, we've talked about him like he's 39, pushing 40. He's 35.
Yep.
Like, is it out of the realm of
possibility? Certainly looks like he's in good shape still. I didn't ask him, and we were kind of running out of time because Manny was coming out. He is such a good defender. He's actually only played, I think, 4 games in left field in his career. He's been a right fielder for his entire career, and that's, it's doable. A big,
it's different,
you know, mirror reversal change that they're asking him to make at this stage in his career. And I did mean to ask him kind of, how's that been? Just kind of flipping everything around that you've known for, you know, probably the last 20 years of your life playing in right field. And all of a sudden now you're trying to get it figured out in left field with some different throws and angles and stuff.
No, I really enjoyed it. I mean, these guys, you know, at the end of the day, it's great to have great human beings in here. And they all have been, to a man, they have been great human beings, very congenial. Does it translate onto the field? You're going to need one of those guys. You're going to need a Connor Joe. You're going to need a Jason Hayward. You're going to need, you know, an Elias Diaz. One of these guys, like, or more, need to step up and produce. You know, that's really what the most important thing is with this ball club. And, you know, Jason Hayward talking about yesterday coming to San Diego, partly because of the reason, like, they had a team that was ready to win. You know, that attitude wasn't always here in San Diego. This was a place you came to finish out your career. Jason Hayward, 20 years ago, perfect Padre, right? Like, a great career, couple World Series rings, comes on in and is like, I'm going to cruise. I'm going to play golf. My kids are going to love it. This is going to be phenomenal. Finish up the last couple years of my career in beautiful, sunny San Diego, get a nice place in Rancho Santa Fe, and call it a day. But there's a different mentality now with the Padres. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to A.J. Preller. A lot of credit goes to the guys in the clubhouse turning this place into, A, a place people want to play, and, B, a place where people expect to win.
One more highlight. And, you know, as I love talking to everybody, but over the years we've kind of developed our guys. And they're not always the star players, but guys that we really have a good rapport with. Obviously, Jake has kind of become one of our guys. You know, Brian O'Grady was one of our guys when he was on the team. I think Michael King is starting to develop into one of our guys as well.
This
is the third time we've talked to him.
Yep.
Sat down with him. It was so fun. You did kind of the arbitration hearing.
Yeah.
Like, what on earth could you say about Michael King that would be a knock on him in a hearing like that? You made him laugh. He thought it was pretty funny.
I'm just so glad they never got there with Michael King, because I'll tell you, A.J. Preller would have embarrassed himself in that room. I mean, he really, and I think A.J. knows it. And, you know, he's a guy. You look at I almost texted AJ the other day and said, you can't trade any of these dudes. I mean, yeah, like, if you trade any of these dudes, I'm going to be really upset. That's what a good group he's put together here. A lot of credit goes to him. We'll see how it plays out on the field, obviously, but I have enjoyed this so very much.
All right, coming up here in the second half of Ben and Woods, final show in Arizona. You mentioned bottom of the hour. David and Clark from Mad Friars,
yep,
are going to be with us. We'll talk about some of the activities on the minor league fields here.
I know they're excited. I mean,
yeah,
again, the Padres, farm system, in my opinion, at least based on what we've seen out of spring, Benny, I think we were a little undervalued going into it.
Remember to listen at 9 a.m. for us to announce today's biggest fan for your chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game. You can register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. Rindle Report, and then we've got the GM of SDFC, Tyler Heaps, going to check in at 9:35 for a few minutes as they get ready for their home opener, their franchise home opener tomorrow at Snapdragon Stadium. Up next, though, since it is extremely quiet here, in fact, so quiet that Woods is going to have to go a long way away not to hear the game.
Just take one of those
golf carts and drive
as far as you can.
We are going to play Take on Woods, so if you want to be our contestant, you can call Frankie back in our studios, 833-288-0973. Chance to take on Woods in our musical trivia contest and qualify for our grand prize here at the end of the month. Should be the last one here in February. Trip to Las Vegas and Motley Crue tickets. That is all coming up next. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing from the Padres spring training complex in Peoria, Arizona, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, he's coming.
Did you text the man?
Son of a God, let's go!
Is he coming right now?
He said, texted Shelty. I said, I saw your car in the lot. We're outside alone if you want to swing by. If not, have a great rest of camp. He said, how long are y'all out there? I said, until 11. He said, okay, I'll come out shortly.
All right. The skipper! All right. Well,
In 3 days.
You want to try to get to Take on Woods quickly before he comes out? All right, let's get to it, Frankie. Let's play a little Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods.
against Woods for a chance to qualify for our grand prize drawing trip to Las Vegas at the MGM, Park MGM, and the tickets to Motley Crue at Dolby Live at the Park MGM, their residency March 28th to April 19th. You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. But, Dylan, are you there?
Can you guys hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you. Woods cannot. We've sent him far away, so he can't hear this portion of the game. But we'll have your five questions of musical trivia, and you get to pick our category. We've got Don't Call Me Jonathan, five song titles that include a nickname for someone named Jonathan. V is for Victory. Those are one-word song titles beginning with the letter V. And That's a Mouthful, five bands with long enough names that they're often referred to by their abbreviation. So, Don't Call Me Jonathan, V for Victory, or That's a Mouthful. Dylan, what would you like to play?
Let's do That's a Mouthful.
That's a Mouthful. All right, today on Take on Woods, we're looking for five bands with long enough names they're often shortened to just their abbreviated letters. And I will take either the abbreviation or band name for a correct answer. You can have your 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We can come back to it. First question is the two-second song. Frankie's queuing it up back in the studio. You need to give me both the title of the band and the artist, either abbreviated or full name. It's your choice. So, Dylan, are you ready to play?
You said the title of the song and the band?
For the music on the first question only, you need to give me the title of the song and the band as well. Yes, after that, it'll just be band, okay. Band names or abbreviations.
Perfect.
All right, Frank, you ready? All right, let's do this. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Dylan, your time begins when Frank plays our music. Category is That's a Mouthful. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
Jeff Lynne and Roy Wood co-founded which English rock band whose songs like Don't Bring Me Down were noted for their classical influences?
Pass.
After a bitter legal feud, bassist Stu Cook and drummer Doug Clifford spun off from which legendary band and changed the last word to Revisited?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to embarrass myself.
Which English electronic band gained popularity in the U.S. when the movie Pretty in Pink featured their song If You Leave?
NSYNC.
Incorrect. After being joined by its fourth and final member, which supergroup released hits including Teach Your Children in 1970?
Okay, let's just give Woods the win at this point. Because I'm
all right, that's probably going to happen. Let's bring Woodsy back in. Sorry, Dylan. You know what? Tough category. Tough category today. I'm not going to give the answers because Woods is on his way back, and I don't want to give anything away. But he's going to take this one, no doubt about it. And a tough category. It was a trickier one. So, all right, Woods. Dylan's score is locked in.
Sound very good.
Dylan struggled, but it's a tougher category, so we'll see how you do. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Frankie's got the music ready. Your time begins when Frank plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Dylan.
Taking Care of Business by BTO.
Correct. Jeff Lynne and Roy Wood co-founded which English rock
ELO.
Band? Correct. After a bitter legal feud, bassist Stu Cook and drummer Doug Clifford spun off from which legendary band and changed the last word to Revisited?
CCR.
Correct. Which English electronic band gained popularity in the U.S. when the movie Pretty in Pink
OMD?
Featured? Correct. After being joined by its fourth and final member, which supergroup released hits including Teach Your Children in 1970?
That is CSN or CSNY.
Correct. Yeah. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Very good. 5-for-5.
Crushed it.
5-0 shutout. Yeah, those are bands that are often referred to by their abbreviated names: BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Yeah, love, Reviver.
Reviver. And CSNY, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. All right, we've got the guys here from Mad Fridays.
Yeah.
And we also might have Mike Schilt coming out. So one of the two, all three of them all coming up. So why don't we take a little time out? We'll come back
Let's
live.
Let's let the three of them handle it the rest
That's
of the way.
That's true. We can just go. We can hit the road on the way back to San Diego. You guys ready to interview Mike Schilt when we come back? standing by in the back patio in Peoria, Arizona. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. Back live here in Peoria, Arizona. Just a little less than an hour and a half left, and then our trip is done. We'll head back to San Diego, but Sammy Levitt will still be here for coverage for the remaining almost 4 weeks left of spring training. I think three and a half, and then they'll head back to San Diego for the season opener against the Atlanta Braves on Thursday, March 27th. Is that correct? Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when we've been here, obviously we've seen some of the guys, talk to a number of the major league players, but we haven't really had a lot of time for the backfields. And, you know, we saw Cash Mayfield pitching, which was really cool. Top draft pick from the Padres last year. But joining us live right now here on the back patio are our friends from Matt Friars. We got David Jay, Clark Farenthold is here, and you're going to kind of answer some of the questions that we have about what's going on with the Padres in the minor leagues. Woods?
Yeah, man. I'm excited to have you guys here. You are sharing a mic.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. I mean, I think your mic's on. All right, now try it again.
All right, thanks for having us.
It's good to have you dudes out here. And again, if the skipper comes out, I'm going to have to kick you both out. But we'll make time to do this. Obviously, the two names that everyone's talking about is Ethan and Leo. They've developed quite a good bond together. Fun to watch both of those guys play. Watched Ethan do some drills right over there the other day. Watching him do catching drills is like watching Manny Pickett at third. It's just you could watch it all day. He's so savvy behind the dish. The bat needs to come around, but that's not uncommon for somebody of his age.
Yeah. Definitely. Look, I think with Ethan, a big part that people sometimes maybe overlook a little bit and they really shouldn't is the defense that he does possess. I think that inherently gives him such a higher floor as a prospect itself. He talks a lot about this year when he was in the minors, when I had a chance to talk to him in the AFL, about not trying to chase pop times anymore, just trying to make good solid throws down to second base.
Yeah.
That really helped the caught stealing rate. I think he put up a 27% number this season. He's just so fluid, steals strikes. Like you guys said, the bat does need to come around. But with where he's at right now, I think it's a pretty good spot.
You make a good point, Clark, though. I mean, if there's a spot, you know, for Austin Hedges in the big leagues, Ethan
right.
Salas is going to have probably a long big league career, whether he hits or not. Now, if he hits, he'll be a star. He'll be an extremely valuable player. If he doesn't hit, he's still going to have a role, right, David, probably in the big leagues at some point just from his defensive abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about a guy who, again, is a month younger than the likely first overall pick in the draft in July,
right?
And he's going to be out at least in high A and probably in double A. He'll have had 200 plate appearances in double A before the first pick in this year's draft is called, and he's younger, right? So you're right. And you're looking at a position at catcher where obviously the offensive bar isn't that high across the league in general.
Yeah.
And where like wild swings from year to year are really the norm, right? Like, I mean, Heim 2 years ago, Jonah Heim was really seen as the next generation of catcher. You know, so you're looking at a position where you're going to see swings year to year, even from guys who are multi-time all-stars.
Yeah, it's a good point that you make. I mean, which is why, you know, when we have a consistent catcher in the big leagues, a guy like Salvi Perez, that does both, you know, and puts up those numbers. We really need to respect and kind of honor those guys because the position is so demanding, as is really every position out there, man. 162 is a lot, but the catchers specifically, when you have those generational type catchers, which is what we're all hoping Ethan can be. Yeah, man, it's quite an accomplishment. It really is. It's quite an accomplishment. Leo has been a treat to watch hit. His discipline, his bat speed, and he is 18 years old, and it will only get better. He seems to be the real deal, a guy that, you know, 2 years. Like keep doing what you're doing. You could be here in 2 years doing it in the spot for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think when you look at Leo, again, he's another guy that's 18 years old, but he's playing right now well above his age. I think from people who have had an opportunity to see him this spring, those two hits that he's put together, both incredibly impressive at bats and showcases what he is, a super disciplined hitter who can go the other way with the ball, can drive the ball with authority. I think for him, last season, it started off a little bit slow at Lake Elsinore, but he really picked it up in mid-July. You saw a guy who hit for power from both sides of the plate. I think he had a chase rate below 25%. So it wasn't only a guy that was hitting for power, but knew the strike zone, walked above 10%. And again, if that's your base level floor for a guy like Leo for where he's at right now, he's only going to continue to improve on those marks as the years go on. So again,
do you think he gets to Fort Wayne this year?
I think that's probably going to be the likely outcome for him. Yeah.
You know, when you talk about 18-year-olds and still not coming into their power yet, even Jackson Merrill sat here and said,
"Yeah, I was just going to say,
I don't think I have my like man strength yet."
Yeah.
As you follow younger prospects, is there any general like age range where they do see a jump in power, or is it very individual to individual based on how that development comes?
Yeah,
along?
I mean, some of it is. I mean, we all go through our own development as teenagers differently, right? And some guys develop earlier and max out, and some guys at 19, you look at him and you're like, oh, he's done growing, and then, you know, the end of the season, all of a sudden he's 3/4 of an inch taller or an inch taller. You know, I think the thing, one of the things with Leo, you know, whereas Ethan really kind of grew up being groomed for this, right? Like he, you know, his dad, his uncle, his great uncle all played professionally. He, both his brothers were groomed to be professional baseball players. Like Leo is, it did not have that experience, right? The first time in his life he got on an airplane was to come to Peoria.
Wow.
Not quite a year ago.
Wow.
Right? And so, you know, when you talk to, one of the things that's interesting in the game is, you know, sometimes if you talk to guys, day-to-day coach and manager on the minor league side, you'll hear one thing, and then the Rovers and the org leadership guys have a really different perspective because they aren't spending every day with him. He's a guy who you get like unified response on, right? The people who are watching him and working with him every day love him. The guys who are looking at the baseline stuff from afar love him, and that's a pretty remarkable combination to have.
I had a lot of talk this camp from the skipper Mike Schilt, who should be out to come hang out. I hope he makes it out before we leave. About Bradley Rodriguez, and that's a name. Net is another name that we've heard a lot of. Cruz, another name. Anybody that you look at, David, and you think to yourself, this guy could break camp. You know, maybe with depending on how things shake out, you know, the injury to Sean Reynolds may open a slot for somebody that maybe a hard throwing right hander. But if there anybody you look at and they go, this guy is potentially on the cusp of being ready. And AJ and them, they've shown they're not afraid to put somebody on the big league roster that in fact may not be ready. Jackson Merrill was that guy. No one could say for sure he was ready except for AJ Preller and Jackson Merrill.
Some of us rather embarrassingly said he was not ready.
100%. You're not in the minority,
right,
though. You know, you're not. I think a lot of us felt like, what are we doing? Are we this desperate, right, at this point to move this shortstop out to center field for an actual big league season?
Right. And when you look at the pitching side, obviously it's easier for a reliever to make that jump from non-roster invitee to on the opening day staff. You know, you look at, you know, the hard throwers from the right hand side, and it's really Pena and Rodriguez are the two who, you know, both have shown the ability to work late innings in relief. You know, the both of them have some real upside. You know, Rodriguez, you know, the fastball is sexy. The changeup is maybe the best pitch in the organization.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
And, you know, and I think one of the things that's a real tribute to the amateur side scouting and the international scouting group for the Padres, you know, Pena is a guy who signed for $10,000 as a just almost 21-year-old.
Wow.
Right? And went from the DSL to AAA in 15 months.
That's pretty incredible.
Right?
That is pretty incredible.
Yeah. So
that tells you there's the fast tracking that's going on right now because they really like what they see.
Yeah. And you know, I think we were talking because there's so much else to talk about as you drive through Tacna,
yep,
Arizona at 6 in the morning. We were talking about, you know, Ryan Auk is a guy from the left-hand side who, you know, didn't get protected for the Rule 5 draft this winter, which I had kind of thought he might. But, you know, he's a guy that we both, I think, really like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with Ock, you saw it a lot last year. He was a guy who just continually struck guys out down in the minor leagues. I think his first two appearances so far have been solid. The sinker plays well. The changeup goes off of it, too. And the slider's a nice complimentary piece to go with it. I mean, I think he has sort of what they want in their left-handers. Like, they have a guy like Cosgrove in there right now where it's a little bit more of an unorthodox motion. And with the arm slot that he has and the kind of the combination with, again, the sinker and the changeup, it plays well enough where it gets guys out quite often. I think the sinker, again, sort of fastball, has that late life that gets on guys. He doesn't get great extension. But, again, because of the arm slot, because of the motion, the pitches play up, and he gets a lot of whiffs out of it. And, again, I know he gave the home run up in his second appearance, but he's been pretty effective out there so far. So if they're looking for a left-hander in the bullpen, I think Ock could definitely be a guy that they go ahead and maybe go with on opening.
All right, it's Ryan Ock, O-C-H. I was wondering how the pronunciation – it's good to learn some of these pronunciations. We're talking with David Jay, Clark Ferentold from Matt Friars on Padres Prospects. Another one I learned from Jesse Agler during one of the games. It's not Romeo Sanabria, it's Romeo Sanabria. And David, he's one of the top power prospects in the organization. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you know, he's sort of an interesting story. He came out of JUCO in Florida as an 18th round pick a couple years ago. He'd been primarily a catcher there, you know, big body, short left-handed swing. They moved him to first base so that he could really focus in there and do some work on his physical development and really focus in on the bat because that's what's going to carry him. They sort of slow played him. He spent the entire 23 season out here in the desert before getting just a small taste of Fort Wayne or of Elsinore at the end. Last year he went out to Elsinore. We saw him probably a dozen times and just, he has, for a guy his size, he has really good bat to ball. He is a line drive hitter who has enough power to make those line drives go out. He made two jumps. He finished the year in San Antonio last year. It's a lousy ballpark for a left-handed power hitter. It really makes the right center field gap in Petco look inviting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. I think there are questions about whether he'll have the bat speed against elite velocity in at the highest level, but he has very much played himself into being a prospect from a guy who, like I said, like he did not start his first year at junior college in Florida. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more with the Matt Friars guys after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Talking Padres prospects with David and Clark from Matt Friars. And I did want to ask you about last year's draft picks. Mentioned seeing Cash Mayfield right over there throwing against the German national team the other day. And looking really sharp. Obviously they'd expect that from a first-round draft pick, left-hander. But who else? It's been early. The draft is so late now, you know, you don't see much of these guys. A lot of them never even competed last year. So this is the first look. Is there anyone who's standing out that you're excited about when it comes to last year's draft picks?
I mean, definitely. There's a number of guys. I think you can kind of go down last year's draft class in terms of a list. I mean, Cale Fountain's certainly a name that's
big
your heads with the power. Really huge dude. People, I think, kind of caught on to that when they saw the video of him walking next to Kavaris Tears, who's another interesting name. I think
hellish raw power, Kavaris Tears.
hellish raw power. Power.
If I wish, if I had it,
was
I would get
then
it.
Who was light tower power? Was that was Cale Fountain?
Yeah.
We've got hellish raw power and light tower power.
I love it.
I think for everyone from that draft class, though, I think the one that's definitely for myself going to be one to keep an eye on, just because you heard so much from last season when he got to the complex, is Cobb Hightower.
Yeah.
I think people got to see him. Well, unfortunately, they didn't get to see him yesterday at the A's complex with his base knock, but he's someone whose profile is just a typical hitterish guy. If you look at his tape from East Rowan High School, really solid hands, good bat path, really good feel for the barrel. Another thing I think people a lot of times miss with him, at least through the scouting report, is we're talking about a guy that ran a 6'6", 60.
Wow.
I mean, he can absolutely fly. And I think, too, for him right now, while he'll probably bulk up over time, I think he's someone whose in-game power is always going to play better than his actual raw power numbers. So while the batting practice might not always light up the world, he'll probably play more power in-game in terms of, like, you know, drawing ball gap.
Shortstop?
Shortstop
now.
I mean, come on now. It's
6'6", 60. Welcome to the outfield, buddy. Yes.
I know AJ has teams of scouts. Does he end up just taking the guys with the coolest sounding names ultimately?
last year they really had an 80 grade name draft.
Kolaris.
You got Boston Bateman.
Cash Mayfield.
Boston Bateman is a man.
It is not hard to believe that his father was a lineman professionally.
Homer Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, Homer Bush, yeah. That's right.
Well, and you also got, out of last year's class, you've got Brendan Butterworth, which is just
fantastic.
You can't sound anything but joyful when you say Brendan Butterworth.
Well, you know, and the interesting thing, too, and let me ask you this just kind of point blank, is it Tirso time? Is he going to arrive on the scene? And, you know, if you're Tirso Ornelas, you've been in the organization a while, you played really well last year, right. There's an open spot in the position that you play. And then, you know, A.J. Preller does what A.J. Preller does. He's got to cover his bases. He brings in veteran. They've got three or four, five guys out there battling for that position. Obviously, they're not just going to hand it to a guy because he's been here a while and hit 24 homers in the minors last year. But I know he's out there competing hard for that position. What is your read on Tirso Ornelas?
Man, I mean, like you said, there are only two people who've been in the organization longer than
Eggy.
Him. Yep.
Eggy, and I don't know the other one.
Ooh. I knew it was Eggy.
Yeah.
Eggy Tirso.
Adrian Morejon?
No. By a day. Yeah.
By a day.
Exactly.
Happy birthday yesterday to Adrian Morejon. Mm-hmm. They had balloons for him as he was walking out.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I think so he's been around for forever. You know, he had the chance to potentially hit free agency. They had given him the option of opting out last year. That's why they put him on the 40-man roster there in July when they didn't have any intention of bringing him up. Look, I mean, he has reemerged in the last 2 years. You know, he's a guy who lit it up when he came stateside for the first time in 17. He looked good in 18, and he got out to Fort Wayne, and things just went sideways for him. He wound up back down in the complex trying to rework things. He's always been a guy who's struggled to elevate and celebrate the way you'd like to see for somebody with his power. But he has, I mean, he's done a really nice job of reworking his swing. He's still on the ground more than you'd like. He's still sending stuff the other way a little bit more. And, you know, he has, you talk about a guy who's physically changed dramatically since he was a 17-year-old out here. You know, he's a guy who.
He's in the mix.
Yeah. And, you know, whether he opens this year on the 26-man roster, he's going to get at bats for the big league team. And, you know, and at that point.
Let's see what he can do.
Right. And that's one of the things about player development that I think, you know, sometimes gets missed if you're just sort of watching from afar, right? Like, there are things in a player's control, but there are also things that aren't, right? And look, if you know, the Padres had a multi-time All-Star at first base, and, you know, going into last year, they had gotten Profar to agree to an option for the 25 season, Tirso wouldn't be in the mix.
Yeah.
But there's now a window. And he's got a skill set that could translate to earning the chance, as does Eggy.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, really appreciate it. We're running out of time here, but I know you want to get out and do some scouting. I see some guys raking and watering the fields out there, and you can see who really is coming up on the grounds crew. Right now, I might be looking for a big league promotion at some point because, you know, those jobs are coveted on the big league level.
Thank you guys for all your hard work on this stuff. You know, I think that this system is a little bit under. I was a little bit undervalued going into with some of the rankings I saw, based on just some of the numbers I'm seeing pop every day out here from guys that are throwing hard, guys that are making a name for themselves. So I think at the end of spring training, the Padres farm system is going to be moving up a couple of ticks.
Clark Ferentol, David Jay from Mad Friars. You can always check out their content at madfriars.com. Well, keeping us up to date, it's hard to keep track of everything in a baseball organization.
It is.
They have hundreds of people here who do it.
Yep.
For fans, Matt Friars is one of the great places to help keep you up to date on what's going on in the Padres in the minor leagues. Thanks, gentlemen. All right, we've got 1 hour left, and then we're done with our trip to Peoria.
Crazy.
We could have the skipper just popping out to say hello. We've already chatted with him about all the, you know, the serious stuff, but maybe we can just have have a casual conversation.
He loves talking casual with you. It's his favorite.
He does. Yeah, I know. He does. Exactly. Paulie's got some Rattle Report headlines. We also have our biggest fan contest, so stay tuned. We'll call another name for your chance to qualify for the night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padres game coming up this season as well, right at the top of the hour. And Tyler Heaps, the general manager from SDFC on the eve of their big day at Snapdragon Stadium, the home franchise opener against St. Louis City tomorrow night. Tyler Heaps will join us at 9:35. All coming up here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.